Drew Ross arrived in Petersburg a few weeks ago. He was only here for 10 days or so, visiting from California, and the plan was to just relax, spend time with his parents, and maybe kayak a little bit. But that all changed when Ross walked by a tree on Nordic Drive.
And just a little north of Eagle's Roost, up on a branch, there was an adolescent bald eagle, and we could kind of tell that its wing was all screwed up.
Ross was concerned for the creature, but he wasn't too worried just yet, so he waited. But when he came back the next day, he saw the same thing. The injured bird was still there, with a broken wing, struggling to fly. In Petersburg, injured eagles like this aren't exactly uncommon. Over half of the bald eagles in the United States live in Alaska, and with its location right on the water, Petersburg makes a perfect nesting spot. Combine that dense eagle population with power lines close to the water, and eagle injuries can become frequent. But Ross was here from California, and he wasn't used to seeing an injured bird. So he decided to help it out, and he gave a call to the Sitka Raptor Center and spoke with a coordinator there. At first, she advised him to get help from local officials, but she knew they were probably busy, so she had another idea.
At that point, she just kind of said, you know, you might have to do it on your own, and walk us through the steps of how to catch a bald eagle.
Ross says that when he first heard that, he was a bit scared. Eagles may look majestic, but they've got strength, not to mention a nearly 8-foot wingspan. But Ross says he quickly learned that catching an eagle isn't too much different from catching a mouse or any other animal.
If you can get a big jacket or a really thick blanket and literally just kind of go after it, whether, you know, it was up in the tree, and luckily it got down onto the beach where it was a lot easier for us. We actually practiced a few times throwing the blanket in front of us and stuff, but, you know, when it came down to it, she said, just don't get yourself in danger and don't try to injure the bird, but as soon as its eyes get covered, it will get calm. It will become calm.
Ross was up for the task, but he didn't want to take it on all by himself. So he recruited a few local officials to help him out. For a few days, the eagle was still too energetic, and whenever they tried to catch it with a few blankets, it would run away or try to hurt them. But 3 or 4 days in, the bird calmed down.
And days went by, ravens started to peck at it, and you could just clearly tell that its wings gotten worse and that it had a lot less energy, and at that point it was down on the beach. After that, we just kind of had a window of time, and it was down on the beach, and it was low tide, and we were able to get down there. It took us probably 10 or 15 minutes, and we had to kind of chase it down, but we finally got it cornered to where we could throw a blanket over it, and then as soon as, you know, we got the blanket over it, it just kind of calmed down because it was dark, and we wrapped it up in a blanket and called Fish and Game, and they brought us a kennel, and we stuck it in the kennel, and I kept it in our garage overnight. Next day, we got it on the flight to Juneau over to get sent off to the Raptor Center.
So the rescue was a success, but the bird wasn't out of the woods just yet. Jennifer Cedarleaf is the avian rehabilitation coordinator for the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka. She says that when the center received the bird from Petersburg, he was alive, but he had sustained some serious damage.
We did an admin exam on him where we just checked him over to see what kind of injuries he had, and we noticed that he was in pretty good condition except for the inside of his right wing. It was drooping, and we're not really sure what happened to him, but the whole entire inside of the wing looks like it had been cut, or maybe he was in a fight with another eagle, and it just scraped open the entire inside of the wing. So he had bones sticking out, and tendons were dry from not being, you know, the way they're supposed to be. And we did an x-ray on him, and there was nothing was broken, but his wingtip was dislocated, and he had all that soft tissue damage to the inside of his wing.
Cedarleaf says that the eagle wasn't in the worst condition she's seen, but it was injured enough that she performed surgery on its wing right away. And while the procedure helped to clean up parts of that wing, she guarantees that it won't fly again.
There's a part of their wing that's called an alula. It's like our thumb, and it helps them when they're flying and helps them change directions and when they're diving. So when our veterinarian does the surgery, she likes to leave the alula attached because it helps to protect the end of their wing. And his alula is not really attached to anything right now. We left it on and we stitched it up to see if it would heal. But there's so much tissue damage there that we're just not sure.
Without that, Cedarleaf says, the eagle won't fly. However, she added that if the bird recovers, it can continue to live a stable life, just one in a zoo or an educational facility like the Raptor Center. As for Ross, he says it's an experience he'll remember for a long time, but he adds that he arrived here as an outsider, not used to the town's culture and wildlife. and he wonders if that may be the reason why he felt compelled to take action.
It feels good to help out an animal like that, you know, especially when it doesn't seem like there's big effort from other people to try to save it. And yeah, someone, you know, that lives in Alaska, they see them every single day. You know, they could see 10 a day. So they're not uncommon, but, you know, I guess coming from California or somewhere where the bald eagles aren't very common, you know, it seems just like such an amazing animal, and the last thing you want to see is that thing, you know, die.
Ross is back in California, but he's still monitoring the eagle, calling to check in on him every few days to see how he's doing. As of now, the bird survived its surgery, and the center in Sitka is being patient with it, waiting about 2 weeks to see if it will recover fully. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.